Omicron response. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Our Karen Shamus in London has details.
Johnson explained the fears of top scientists and the government.
It does appear that Omicron spreads very rapidly and can be spread between people who are double vaccinated.
As a result, Johnson's government has imposed new measures to slow down the spread of the new variant.
But we will require anyone who enters the UK to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after their arrival and to self-isolate until they have a negative result.
In addition, mask wearing in shops and on public transport will once again become mandatory. Johnson also promised top scientists to accelerate the vaccine program. Both of the UK cases were in England and are linked. They also both involve travel from Southern Africa. Karen Shamas, London.
Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from Southern Africa, including the U.S., taking a safety-first approach.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Denny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time, so I think it probably is warranted.
In addition to the U.K., cases have been reported in Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong, with Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands all checking possible cases.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the extent of Omicron's transmissibility, the effectiveness of current therapies and vaccines, and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.